Crosby to start the second half. High end over end kick. Harvin 8 yards deep comes out of there. Straight ahead five. Left hash marks to the 10. 15. Hammered down.
Welcome back. We're going to talk some ball with Mason Crosby now. And Mason, kicking off, big part of your job. Something I noticed the other night.
Yeah.
What's going on right here with this little bunch thing right before you kick off?
You know, it's just a little bit of a deceptive thing we've installed here for this year to just try to not give them a free read of where our guys are, because obviously as the season goes on, you start having the same type of guys in the same position. So this way we can kind of change up where guys line up. If you notice here, JB will be in this bunch here, and he'll actually run out and come out to the outside. So we can just kind of have them in different areas, and so they can't just sit there and be like, all right, we think they're going to be kicking right.
Now, Mason, back in the olden days, these guys, you know, the blocker type people, they always used to count, you know, how many yard from the kick or R1, R2. And so this kind of thing has got to screw up that count, does it not?
That's another, definite reason for it is that that's what they, if you just line up, they say, all right, here's my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And these guys all have their target, their guy they're going to block. And, this way, and I think what we do when we come out and we put Jared Bush, we shift in here, Jared comes on the outside. They think he's the safety, but he ends up running down hot, and they just don't account for him on the play here at the end.
Okay, let's focus in now on this guy right here. And let's roll the tape forward. And the steps you take from the ball to that point, are they precise, measured, the exact same every time?
Have to be the same every time. And I've actually gone back a yard from what I've been the last couple of years. Just a little more rhythm, a little more timing, smooth into the ball. Feel like I'm not having to even go after it as hard as far as just leg swing, and I'm hitting the ball really well right now.
As you're going up there, I mean, that's like about 10 yards that you have to think about it. Is there a temptation to think too much and engage your steps something like that?
I mean, that's why I have to practice it so much, is just that every time the tempo, the timing, the rhythm has to be exactly the same. And, sometimes these guys, I have to block him out coming in my vision there. And if a guy's a little quick, sometimes they're right there. So it's all just, reps and timing and trying to do it the same every time, so that those little factors don't play a role. But obviously, whenever it's 10 degrees out, it is, the ground's a little different, all that stuff, and the wind. You have to make sure that those steps are the same every time to try to hit a consistent ball.
Okay, let's go through with the kick. And it's going to find Percy Harvin, a very dangerous return man in the back of his end zone. Hold it up right there. Now, how is this supposed to be shaping up the coverage in front of?
Here you are
right here, and then this coverage, how is it supposed to be shaping up?
Well, we've done a good job. I hit the ball high enough with a good depth that all our guys are in or around the 30-yard line. So this 30-yard line is kind of our goal. When he catches the ball, we want every guy to at least be on or past that 30-yard line. So that's on me to hit a high, good ball. We got some guys here, these fives, these two guys. Their kind of job is to just disrupt. They're going to get in there. They're going to see, kind of the open space. And then you got Lattimore here and here, where they'll kind of play off of them and try to shoot the gaps and make some plays there. So key on kickoff coverage is to beat the single blocks. If you get double teamed, hold and don't get out of your fill lane on that.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on number 24.
Yep,
JB, you called
here.
Him Jared Bush.
Jared Bush, yeah.
And you talk about defeating a single block. Let's roll it forward now. And Jared comes screaming around the edge. And there's a blocker for him, but he dips underneath that. And then look at this. That's a big-time play against a big-time return man, is it not?
Yeah, he did a great job of squeezing the edge and taking a shot. And then, there's things that people don't see. The guys that didn't make the tackle, like Devon House, squeezed it down so that Harvin didn't have any other place to go other than right into Jared Bush, into kind of this front, these front three guys that were, pressing the line there. So there's a lot of things that end up, you might not, like, House didn't make the tackle. A couple guys didn't actually make the tackle, but they made made the play and allowed Jarrett to squeeze and come down and hit him hard there. So tackling a guy like Percy Harvin inside the 20, inside the 15 is huge, and we need to continue that, and I think our coverage team is going to.
Inside the 15, we can live with that.
Yes,
Mason,
we can.
Thank you for being here. Good luck the rest of the way.
Right,
and we'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.